From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Pentagon says it is disturbed by newly released photos in the Los Angeles Times today purported to show American troops in Afghanistan posing near the bodies of insurgents back in 2010. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the paper was warned that publishing the photos could prompt insurgents to incite violence against U.S. and Afghan forces.
The LA Times, however, says they decided to show a small representative sample of these pictures because it shows a breakdown in discipline in this unit of the 82nd Airborne Division, and such pictures and such actions by soldiers could endanger their fellow troops.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Meanwhile, the U.S. and NATO are preparing plans to pull their troops from the front lines in Afghanistan next year. Defense and foreign ministers are gathered in Brussels for 2 days to finalize details for shifting combat responsibilities back to Afghan forces. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that organizations cannot be sued for the torture of American citizens under the Torture Victim Protection Act. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the court's decision came in the case of a U.S. citizen who was allegedly imprisoned, tortured, and killed while in the custody of the Palestinian Authority.
Azam Mohammed Rahim immigrated to the U.S. in the 1970s and became a U.S. citizen. In 1995, while on a visit to his home village on the West Bank, he was taken into custody by Palestinian Authority intelligence officers, imprisoned, tortured, and killed. The U.S. State Department issued a report concluding he died while in custody. His family living in the U.S. filed suit against the Palestinian Authority and the PLO under the Torture Victim Protection Act. But today, the Supreme Court ruled that federal law authorizes suits only against individuals and not against organizations. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In the U.S., Catholic bishops say the proposed budget by House Republicans fails to meet moral criteria. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports a statement comes days after a leading Republican said his Catholic faith inspired the budget.
The bishop seemed to be responding to remarks by Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan, who chairs the House Budget Committee. Recently, Ryan, a Catholic, said that the Catholic principle of subsidiarity suggests that people, not the government, should help the poor. His budget cuts programs for the poor. The comment outraged liberal Christians. They urged the bishops to fight the Republican budget as vigorously as they fought the Obama administration's mandate on birth control coverage. The bishops wrote that there must be shared sacrifice involving raising taxes, eliminating unnecessary military spending, and addressing the cost of health insurance and retirement. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Dow is down 51 points. NASDAQ is up slightly. This is NPR News. President Obama is contrasting his economic policies with those of his Republican critics, including Mitt Romney. In Elyria, Ohio, a short time ago, the president touted the need to end certain tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans that have allowed them to pay a lower rate than those making far less money. That is a position supported by billionaire investor Warren Buffett, who recently announced he will undergo treatment for early-stage prostate cancer. The White House says President Obama has contacted Buffett to wish him well. A massive campaign to vaccinate against childhood diseases is being launched in Haiti this week. NPR's Richard Knox explains U.S. health officials believe tens of thousands of lives could be saved.
The campaign launch drew top U.S. health officials to Haiti. The immediate plan is to vaccinate children against 8 diseases: polio, measles, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, hepatitis B, and H flu, which causes meningitis. Later, rotavirus and pneumonia will be added. Haiti is also doing a pilot project to vaccinate against cholera. That's been controversial, but Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says it's time to move past that.
I don't think it's really a question of disagreement. Let's figure out what makes the most sense to save the most lives. We should look carefully at the current and potential future role for cholera vaccine.
Frieden met with officials on plans to bring clean water and sanitation to more Haitians. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Stocks are mixed following news of lackluster earnings reports from Intel and IBM. Worries that Europe may still not have a firm handle on its debt crisis also creeping back into the markets. Dow's down 46 points, NASDAQ up 2. This is NPR.